The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And so I'm going to put something out there publicly so my wife knows it will happen. She can rest assured it will happen because I'm making a public proclamation. So I'm going to make this post on the board, too. Like this weekend, if there's something that's breaking, you'll see me around. I'll be on the board. I'll comment on Twitter. But I am for sure going to be taking some time this weekend for family time. I am going to do it. Why did this come up? Because I walked in the house last night, Ira. I maybe looked at the wife, looked at the kids once, and they didn't see me for the next 4 or 5 hours. And you talk about the wife. I mean, I didn't hold Noah one time last night. You talk about somebody being hot. The wife was hot. She was hot about that. So I am saying here publicly, you don't see me around. You don't see me, jumping, this report and that report, taking a minute. Happy wife, happy life. And not just happy wife, happy life. Got to, just family time to want the kids to know my face. So I'm going to do some family things. And then I'll jump back. Of course, if something breaks, I'll break away. Had this conversation with Mike Spath the other day, by the way. Like, his Mike is juggling.
He's learning, right? He's learning
that with a newborn. But, honey, I am definitely going to take the time for some family time this weekend. So.
Good man, Sam.
I put it out there. Am I trying to get back into good graces a little bit? Yes, admittedly. But I figure if I say it publicly, that gives her more of an assurance that I'm actually going to follow through and do it.
There are two things to clarify what Sam just said. One, if something does break, obviously we're going to have it. SamWeb77 at Michigan Insider, Sam's site, themichiganinsider.com, et cetera. It's going to be out there if it's there. It's not like he's totally, but at the same time, yeah. You need some family time. It's a great weekend to not have a home basketball game. You can just, right. No ventures over to Chrysler. Just can hang out. If you want to watch the game on Friday night, it's a little bit of a later start with a 9 o'clock start, but you can hold Noah in your arms while you're watching a basketball game and hang out with the family while you're doing things like that. Yeah, it's nice to get a little, you need a little bit of that, especially this time of year, because usually by the middle of January, you're like, I have a little bit of family time because there's no coaching searches going on. But, well, yes, there's a coaching search going on.
Yeah.
Could be worse, Sam. You could be covering Baylor right now as they get turned down by another candidate. And as Justin Fuente says, he's staying at Virginia Tech. So you'd be covering a real head coaching search that would be really time consuming right now. But I don't wish that on anybody at this point in time.
It's why, like I said, when you made the comment earlier in the show, and I thought it was so spot on. We were talking about the whole Campanelli thing. And what Jim must be thinking. And you said, you think you're done with something, right? And Jim had to have that. It's like, man, we had an agreement. This was over. I'm on to the next thing. And now you want to look around. So you're right. You think you're done. When I heard that comment, I was thinking about me. I wasn't thinking about Jim. I was thinking about me when you said that. It's like, yeah, you think you're done with something. It's going to be on to the next thing. And then, boom, it throws another work cycle in there, which is fine. It's the job, but, going to have to take just a little bit of time to definitely do some family things.
And obviously, for the next hour, we'll talk more about the Michigan coaching search and get into some basketball. Tomorrow on the show, if there's news and updates for the coaching search, we'll obviously have that here on the show. But tomorrow will be a fairly heavy basketball day as the Wolverines get back into Big Ten play with their matchup with Iowa tomorrow night at Carver Hawkeye. So another road game for the Wolverines. So we'll have a lot of basketball on the air tomorrow here as well, as that'll regain the focus with obviously an eye towards the coaching search. But until more news happens, and this is all, my guess is it's all going to move fairly quickly, but at the same time, it's not going to be as quick as some people would probably want.
Mm-hmm. Well,
see a coach at, say, a coaching clinic, a coaching thing, or if you see reporters that are covering said event, thing like that, it doesn't mean that they're not also focusing on the coaching search. There's a lot of things going on right now.
Yeah, and also, as we go through this, and we've been talking about, Campy deciding to go to the Dolphins this morning. Look, the discussion of it, the focus on it this morning, I don't want to make it seem like, this is, they are left in such dire straits that there's no one they're going to be able to get to replace with Anthony Campanelli brought. That is not the intent of the conversation at all. Certainly isn't the intent of, me talking about the gut punch nature of it. It's more the other utter inconvenience. I likened it to, said it's a Dan Enos level gut punch, and there are still people that haven't read nor listened to, my explanation by what I meant by that. It's not a reference to the caliber of coach that Dan Enos was. Yes, you're right when you say Michigan dodged the bullet by his decision to leave. Clearly, I mean, he goes to Alabama. He left under the cover of darkness, sounds like, down there at Alabama. Nick Saban didn't even know he had gone. He's like, where the hell is
they're in a staff meeting?
Dan Enos?
They're in a staff meeting, and he's going, where's Dan Enos?
Where's Dan Enos, right? So there's that. And then, a season in Miami, he gets fired. So you're right. Michigan likely did dodge a bullet, but the reference is not to the caliber of coach. Saying it's a Dan Enos like gut punch is a reference to the similarity in circumstance and behavior. Thinking you have an agreement with a guy, thinking that it's done and over, especially in this case where you've run the race, you've waited, you've courted, you've battled two other jobs only to have them, agree to stay. And then, no sooner than the agreement is made, the Giants. Giants are in the mix. What? No, I'm not co-signing that. And then no sooner than you do that, now the Dolphins, Hey, at the end of the day, go ahead and go. That's how I assume it went down. But the utter inconvenience of it, that you have gone that entire time prioritizing a guy, getting a commitment, or what you thought was a commitment, and now you got to go back and go through that search process again or more, when maybe some of the guys that you thought highly of beforehand are no longer available. That doesn't mean that you don't have a very deep pool of candidates, worthy guys that can do the job, but the inconvenience of it is definitely maybe removed a few of them from the equation. It didn't have to be that way. So anyway, we got to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, we will get into the MGo Blog Roundtable. Craig Ross, Brian Fang, all will be in the house. Folks, are you looking for a great place for lunch? Then guess what? Our friends at Black Rock Bar and Grill, they have the solution for you. Black Rock Bar and Grill. Head on over to Black Rock Bar and Grill right here in Ann Arbor and check out the all-new amazing lunch menu. Or if you don't have time for lunch, out at the restaurant, 3776 South State Street, right here in Ann Arbor, you can now have Black Rock delivered to your home or office with Uber Eats, Grubhub, and Seamless. That's available Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Again, Black Rock Bar and Grill is located at 3776 South State Street, right here in Ann Arbor, just a couple of blocks south of I-94, where parking is ample and free even on game days. Got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.